The missile boat Vestavik was an important link in the defense against invasion during the Cold War. She was delivered to the Navy in 1975 as one of 12 Norrköping-class torpedo boats that were modified as missile boats 10 years later. Vestavik and her sister ships used to train conscripts and to observe Soviet exercises in the Baltic Sea. The final crew left Vestavik in 1997, which is when the decision was made that the Naval Museum would preserve the vessel for the future. Many Swedes still remember the events of October 1981. The detection of the U-137 shocked the Swedish public, and the military was on high alert for several days. A Soviet submarine had run aground in Gåsefjorden, in the Karlskrona archipelago, smack in the middle of the restricted military area and close to one of the most important defenses in Sweden. Vestavik was part of the force that patrolled the archipelago during the incident, and the interrogation of Anatoly Gushchin, commander of the U-137, was held in the gunroom on Vestavik. Vestavik is part of the museum's collection and will be preserved for the future, and the unique, unchanged environment on board has been documented. The perhaps somewhat more unusual museum artifacts preserved here include rubbish left in the crew areas, films that the crew watched on board, and drawings by the officers' children. The principle of defense against invasion applied during the Cold War. The Navy concentrated on what it called the light fleet, vessels like Vestavik that could act swiftly in defense against a possible invasion across the sea. This was the torpedo boat speciality: to speed towards their targets, fire their torpedoes, and then swiftly return to the coastal areas. The disadvantage was that the Swedish torpedoes had shorter range than the missiles on the ships expected to be confronted in conditions of war. For this reason, the vessels were modified and equipped with Swedish-made Robot 15 missiles. The Swedish missile boats could now be about 100 kilometers from their targets and still strike. You can now see Robot 15 in the surface tension exhibition on the upper level of the Naval Museum. You are welcome to visit the deck of the Vestavik during the summer. In addition to torpedo tubes and missile stands, mines are also on display. Like all Navy ships, the Vestavik could also trap mines.